जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वेलकम अगेन, थैंक यू फॉर कंटिन्यूटी ऑफ अवर भक्ति वैभव डिस्कशंस। वी आर covering unit 2, which is starting from the third chapter, verse 40. And in third chapter, we have done last time 40 to 44, glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. The most important in this whole glories of Bhagavatam is, Bhagavatam is non-different than Krishna. If it is heard from a right source, on every page of Bhagavatam, you meet Krishna. This is the summary of these four verses. Bhagavatam and Krishna are non-different. If it is heard from a right source, from a Bhagavat Purush, then on every page, this is Mahaprabhu's declaration. Bhagavat has Sri Krishna Anga, Prati Akshare, Prati Shloke, Gopi Krishna Nana Ranga. So on every page, every word, there is glories of Radha Krishna. There's glories of holy name. But it can only be visible to the person that is what we have to understand. Under a guidance of a bona fide representative of Sukhdev Goswami. Now next fourth chapter starts with the inquiry by Sonak Rishi as a Kulpati, as the leader of the house, because he was senior, because he was well versed in the Shastra and he was respected. So he congratulated Suta Goswami. He congratulated. Why he congratulated? Because he was representing Sukhdev Goswami. And he was about to speak Bhagavatam, which he recently heard and realized personally. So then they are asking questions. Number one question there, from where Vyas got inspiration to compile Srimad Bhagavatam? And in answer to this, there is 4th, 5th chapter, 6th chapter of Bhagavatam. It all deals with this object matter, from where Vyas get inspiration. So from where Vyas get inspiration, you have read, can somebody tell?
He was dissatisfied after compiling all Vedic literature,
yes? So he got inspiration from?
Narada Muni,
okay. If you read very minutely, it is Krishna himself who created vacuum within the heart of Vyasadeva, because Krishna wanted Bhagavatam to appear. So this is the first. Who bewildered Arjun at the battlefield of Kurukshetra?
Krishna.
Why? Because he wanted to give Bhagavad Gita. So ultimately it was Krishna's desire that Vedvyas should feel vacuum, dissatisfaction. And then Krishna inspired Narada to appear there. In the language which I understand, where the Acharya of Vedanta was dissatisfied, in Prabhupada's words, after Vedanta Sutra compilation, Vyas has a trouble. So what about those who are studying Vedanta? How can they be happy? The person who compiled Vedanta was having trouble. So how the other people will be happy by studying Vedanta? So where the Vedanta professor of Vedanta are the incarnation for Vedic vistar, Vedic expansion, was feeling unsatisfied, the Acharya of Bhakti, Narad, appeared. It means the bhakti is more powerful than Vedanta and Vedic literature. Bhakti is independent and very powerful. So where Vedic Acharya was unsatisfied, Bhakti Acharya guided him. That's what the whole setting is like this. So inspiration for compiling Bhagavatam was initiated by Krishna and carried out by Narada. And then their question, where it was compiled, when it was compiled. So we have these verses. It was compiled in 28 millennium. In the Vaivaswat Manu rule, I think it is very clear already that there is, in one day of Brahma there are 14 Manus, and this Manu is seventh Manu. We are in the rule of seventh Manu. His name is Vaivaswat. He is son of Vivasvan, the one who got the Bhagavad Gita from Krishna. And this Manu will last for 71 Chaturyugis, 74 times 4 Yuga circle. This Manu is one Manu's rule. So in 28th Chaturyugi, there is overlapping of the sequence or the chronology of the Yuga. So Dwapar Yuga, Treta appears before Dwapar. And each Yuga has three Sandhya. Sandhya means three parts. So in third Sandhya, Vyasadeva appeared. So when Vyasadeva appeared, this is the time in history. Vyasadeva appeared in the 28th Dwapar Yuga, third Sandhya, as the son of great Rishi Parasar from Satyavati. That same Satyavati afterward becomes the mother of Bhishamdev. Same Satyavati. Okay? So Bhishamdev and Vyasadeva both are brothers. So this is the time when he appeared. This is Vyasadeva's little history of his appearance. Then next, where he compiled, then they give a little history about the Vyasadeva. What did he accomplish? Why he appeared? He is counted in chapter 3rd as the one of the incarnation. Plenary portion, incarnation of the Supreme Lord, for the purpose of compilation of the Vedas. So he has his ashram. His ashram is
This we have done last time. This is what just we discussed. This is the place, Vyas Dev's cave at Badrika Ashram. This is the place, though Vyas Dev is a Grahastha, but his place of staying is called Ashram. This is Vyas Gupa, is written there. So he was living there at the bank of this river Saraswati. This is seen there. So at this place Vyas Dev was sitting, and then once upon a time Vyas Dev ate some rose, took his morning ablution in the water of the Saraswati, and sat alone to concentrate. What he was concentrating about? What did he see actually? He saw Kaljug is approaching. And he saw the Vikrit. Vikrit means? Is distorted. Dharma is distorted in Kali Yuga. How can he see that? He has Divya Drishti. He has Divya Drishti, and Srila Prabhupada writes in that particular section that person like Vyasadev, they can see the present, future and past. And we should follow the person like Vyasadev, because they can do the philanthropic work, not the political leader. They cannot see what will happen next time. Before they say, we will make you happy, they are just blasted by a bomb in a moment. They don't know what is going to happen next moment. So we should not follow those leaders, but we should follow Vyasadev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhva Acharya. This is what Prabhupada said. These are real philanthropists. Because why? The person can do good to the people, one who can see the future clearly. And Vyasadeva can see the future. The exact word in Sanskrit, he can see the future is, he has Divya Drishti. Can somebody prove he has a Divya Drishti? By your Bhakti Shastri exams, can somebody prove? He gave the Divya Drishti to Sanjay. If he would not have, how can he give to the Sanjay? So, everybody knows that he had that power not to see things, but to see the mind of the people. What they are thinking and how they are thinking. So, he can do that. And he was able to do. So, the two words are there. One word is Dvapare Sampayatrete Yuge. This is next word. Yuga Dharam Vyati Karam Praptam Bruhi Yuge Yuge. 16 and 17. Verse 17 and 18 will tell what was the Vyakti Karam, what was the defect in the Kali Yuga. So exact again the certain things are in this verse. Can you see the defect seen by Vyasadev in Kali Yuga? Number one is Bhautakti Naam. Bhautakti Naam Shakti Harasam Ashardhana Nestvan Durmedha Harshit Ayusha. Can see all these similar one which you have seen in second canto in question.
They are completely bhautikvadi. They simply are interested in matter. Shakti, they don't have any energy, power or mental strength. They don't have any faith. They don't have medha. They are less intelligent. And they have less ayu. So, they are also durbhaga. Muni divya chakshusha. Muni has divya chakshu. So, this is his qualification. And number two, he has last word in the verse. Amogha drikka. Amogha drikka, Prabhupada has translated, one who is fully equipped in knowledge. So, Vyasadeva's qualification, what was his qualification? He was fully equipped in knowledge and he has a divine vision. So, he can see the future. Okay? So this Vedic knowledge, so first, then what Vyasadeva, when he saw all this, then what did he do? He thought that Veda are very difficult to understand by a common person. So he divided the Vedas. Revealed absolute truth, every word unchanged, eternally written in Vedic Sanskrit, is called Shruti. Vedas are called Shruti. This is, I think, in your book. Okay, it's in there. So there's not much to discuss, but only the thing to understand. So this, he divided the one Veda into four. And for you to know, he entrusted the four Vedas to the four professors. So who can name those professors? Somebody has worked on that? You have worked? Your good name is? Kirtan? Kirtaneshwar? Kirtanesh Krishnadas. Okay? So, the Payal Rishi Rigaved, Samaveda Jaimani, Vaishampayan Yajurveda, Angira Rishi. And then Sutta Goswami said to my father, Itahas and Purana, which is fifth Veda. Itahas and Purana is fifth Veda. And Itahas, when we say Itahas, then there are two, Mahabharata and Ramayana. They are Itahasas. So this was all compiled. But still, he was satisfied. So to explain this Veda, there are four other supplementary to explain Sainta, Brahmana, Aranyaka and Upanishada. This is something like for the different Varnas. Different Varnas, they understand the different explanation of the Veda given in these Saintas. Mantra for Brahmacharis, this ashram. Brahmanas, mantras, rituals for grastas. Aranyakas, mantras for vanprastha. Aranya means forest. And Vedas for the sannyasis. Those are then. And this has two divisions. What are these two divisions? Karmakand and Jnanakand. Okay? This you have written, so there is no need. This is development. This, what is it? Developing order. So in this way it developed. So this process is called indirect process. Gradual development. Then further, Upaveda, Vedanga. This is Chanda, Jyotish, Nirukta, Vyakra. This is all Vedas. They are skills used by the Vedic scholars. Still, I saw and VIC, they were teaching Chandas in Bhakti Vaibhav. Because ultimately everything is sound vibration. And how to pronounce properly Chanda, they have some 3-4 lessons I saw on Chandas. Now, on the other side is Smriti, which means written scripture. And this is ritual sutra, श्रोत सूत्र, ग्रह सूत्र, धर्म सूत्र, धर्म शास्त्र, तंत्र, तामसिक, राजसिक, सात्विक, वैष्णव आगम, पंचरात्र, ब्रह्म संहिता एंड देन पुराणस 18, महापुराण 19, उपपुराण देन इतिहास महाभारत रामायण. ओके, महाभारत इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग इन महाभारत इज भगवद गीता. नाउ दिस इज द वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. देन देर आर षड शास्त्र, सिक्स फिलोसॉफीज बाय डिफरेंट ऑथर्स, दे आर देयर. ऑफ दीज फोर वैष्णव डोंट एक्सेप्ट, ओनली वेदांत दे एक्सेप्ट. अवर आचार्य डोंट रिकग्नाइज फाइव दर्शन. नाउ दिस इज समथिंग. दिस टू वर्ड्स जीव गोस्वामी डिस्क्राइब इन हिज संदर्भ, दिस इज कॉल्ड तत्व संदर्भ, एपिस्टेमोलॉजी एंड ऑन्टोलॉजी. द वर्ड इज परमान एंड परमेय. दिस इज ऑल्सो सम सेपरेट डिस्कशन. नाउ उपनिषद, ऑल द उपनिषद दे आर समराइज इन वेदांत बाय व्यासदेव. ऑल द उपनिषदिक नॉलेज इज समराइज बाय व्यासदेव इन वेदांत. एंड देन ही हिमसेल्फ रोट द कमेंट्री ऑन वेदांत इन द भागवत पुराण. दिस इज शास्त्रिक बेसिस. प्रस्थान त्रयी फॉर वैष्णव वेदांत फिलॉसफी, श्रुति प्रस्थान, स्मृति प्रस्थान, न्याय प्रस्थान, उपनिषद, हेडलाइंस ऑफ द वेदास फॉर सन्यासीज, सात्विक तंत्र, वैष्णव आगम, पंचरात्र, ब्रह्म संहिता, श्रुति प्रस्थान, पुराण, महापुराण, भागवत, 18 इंपॉर्टेंट उपपुराण, इतिहास. This is what Vaishnava we accept. Vedanta Sutra in Nyaya Prasthan, Vedanta Sutra. Upanishad Vedanta Sutra, Vedanta Sutra, Bhagavat Mahapuran. The purpose of the Vedanta is explained by Smriti scripture. भगवद गीता 15:18 पर पद इज रिटन समथिंग. ओके, नो इट्स नॉट देयर. इट्स लाइक इज अ शास्त्र. दिस प्रस्थान त्रयी फॉर द वैष्णव वेदांत फिलॉसफी दर्शन. सो देयर इज अ जनरल व्हाट व्यास कंपाइल्ड एंड दिस इज व्हाट वैष्णव एक्सेप्ट अवर आचार्यस. द मोस्ट ऑफ द थिंग्स वी डोंट रियली स्टडी. सो दिस इज देन ultimately for us of all these is acharya commentaries on bhagavat pran, on bhagavad gita, on vedanta sutra. Who commented for gauriya vaishnava for vedanta sutra? Who commented? Baladev Vidyabhushan. We were not accepted as a bona fide sampradaya in Jaipur. It was called upon and Baladev Vidyabhushan was sent by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and he compiled Govinda Bhashya. So now we have authorized some, we are authorized Sampradaya as a Gauriya. Anybody who writes commentary on Vedanta Sutra, Bhagavat and Bhagavad Gita is considered a bona fide Sampradaya. So we have all these commentaries. Upanishad also, Acharya's commentaries. सात्विक तंत्र. सो अल्टीमेटली वट वी एक्सेप्ट इज आचार्य कमेंट्री. दैट्स मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट. नाउ दिस मच व्यासदेव हैज डन वर्क बट स्टिल ही वॉज डिससेटिस्फाइड. सो दिस इज समथिंग वट व्यास अकम्पलिश. देन देर इज समथिंग मोर. द अदर क्वेश्चन वर Sukhdev Goswami, why he studied Bhagavatam. So that will be explained in the 7th chapter. Then Parikshit Maharaj, why he gave up the kingdom though he was the great. And there are few lines in your study book. Parikshit was idol king. His birth was glorious because before birth he saw Krishna. His activities are glorious because he conquered Kali Yuga. And his death was glorious because Bhagavat manifested on him. Appearance of Krishna in the prison house of Kansa and Devaki and Vasudev undergoing the difficulties to get Krishna as their son means appearance. Parikshit is undergoing similar type of difficulties by curse of Brahman to get Bhagavatam appear. So it is ultimately it is for Bhagavatam's incarnation, which is as good as Krishna himself. So that's why Parikshit so nice. There's a one Prabhupada has written few things. Parikshit never allowed in his kingdom solitary houses. His kingdom was very prosperous. He got it. These are a few lines in your book to see how nicely he was ruling. Then why he left the kingdom. So this was the, and all these are important because they are related to Krishna. And this is called, in a Bhagavata language, is called Isha Anu Katha. It is the Katha of the devotees of the Krishna. Isha Anu Katha is one of the subject matter of Bhagavata. So Ish means Supreme Lord and Anu means one who follows. So Parikshit Maharaj's glories, Sukhdev Goswami's glories, even Vyasadeva what we are hearing, this is all important as a Isha Anu Katha. It is the glories of the devotees of the Supreme Lord. Krishna feels more pleasure when his devotees are glorified. So this is what has happened. Now, Vyasadeva compiled all this and one day he was feeling, and then he compiled something more. He said, these Vedas, because only Brahmans has the right to study Vedas. And therefore, those Brahmans who are not even qualified, they claim that Vedas belongs to us. And they have called themselves Chaturvedi, Trivedi, Duvedi. They don't know any Veda, but they are still Chaturvedi. Yeah? You know, they claim, so their titles are like this. These are the people, they were knowing Veda, therefore they are called Upadhyaya, means knowing one Veda. Duvedi, two Veda, Trivedi, and Chaturvedi. But they don't know Veda, but they are Chaturvedi still. This is the one problem. The other problem is, the other people said, why we don't have right? We would like to study Veda, but they don't study under any guidance, so they are also wrong. Like you have big preaching going on, Gayatri Mantra, everybody should chant Gayatri Mantra, even they are not qualified for that. They may not have a Brahminical quality, but still they are ready to chant Gayatri Mantra, but there is no transformation in their life. So this is what one of the commentary Prabhupada has written, that because Vedas were only, there is some structure, that only some people can study Veda, not all. Therefore, Vedavyas very intelligently compiled Mahabharata. And this Mahabharata has 2,200 verses. Bhagavatam has 18,000 only. Bhagavad Gita 700. Bhagavat 18,000. 24,000 is Ramayana. But Mahabharata has 2,200 verses. Huh? 2,200. Yeah, something like. So that elaborate scripture he compiled. Why? Because people are not interested in philosophy. They are interested in politics, in war, in killing. So they like this. So everything is there in Mahabharata. But he very intelligently put Bhagavad Gita as a essence in the Mahabharata. And he put this Bhagavad Gita particularly in a Bhisham Prav, which is most important. Bhisham Prav is in Mahabharata most important Prav. So Bhagavad Gita is there, right there. And this is, now this Bhagavad Gita, which is the essence of all Upanishads, Sarva Upanishado Gava, And this can be stated by Istri Vaish Shudra Dwij Bandhu. And who is Dwij Bandhu, Prabhuji? Whose topic was Dwij Bandhu? Somebody has one topic given Dwij Bandhu? Yes, Prabhuji. You are with your name. Chita Hari Chandra Das. So, who is Dwij Bandhu? Son of Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya, if they are not initiated in basically called Sandhya Vandan, Gayatri Mantra, and if they don't practice as their parents are practicing, then they are called Dwij Bandhu. Dwij means twice born. First birth, and Prabhupada has written in this commentary, first born is Garbhadan Sanskar. If there is no Garbhadan Sanskar, that first birth is also Varna Shankar. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, if you see 99.9% are Naradhama. You see, Duskirtan, 99.9% in Bhagavad Gita. Because there is no Garbhadan Sanskar, therefore they are Naradhama. So, Garbhadan Sanskar is first, most important. If they are not done, then they are Dwij Bandhu. But all the Shudras can have only one Sanskar. What is that? Marriage. Yeah, it is commentary. Prabhupada's commentary, this line is, Shudra has only saved marriage, no other Sanskar nowadays. But this marriage is also no more Sanskar. It is in the court. So he compiled Mahabharata. And as you have already covered this three first verses of Bhagavatam, which is Mangalacharan. What are the three components of Mangalacharan? Ishta Prathna means offering obeisance to the loving Lord. Then Vishya Vastu Nirdesh, the subject matter, and then Ashirvad, the benediction. So in first verse there is Gayatri Mantra and there is Vedanta. Janmadiya says Vedanta. Dhimahi is Gayatri Mantra. And they are all Vedanta Sutra and Gayatri. But this Bhagavat can be studied by everybody. First Vyas have given Bhagavad Gita, but now Narada has advised him to give Bhagavatam, which everybody can take advantage also. It has everything which is in the Vedas, but it can be studied by anybody and everybody. And Prabhupada said, it is for all people of all countries and all parts of the world. So this is what Ved Vyas. Now after doing this, this Ved Vyas, what was the reason of his despondency which he himself has realized? What is that reason? Whose topic was this? In fourth chapter, his dissatisfaction was
not due to the lack of knowledge.
It was due to
because none of his works were the transcendental, despite the transcendental activity of the Lord.
If you go to the fourth chapter, last few verses, in his own language, in verse 31, you see, Bhagavata Dharma, he was dissatisfied because he himself is saying,
Maybe I have not. Can you read 31 verse?
Kim va bhagavata dharma na prayena nirupitaha priyaha paramahansanam ta evahe achutta priyaha.
Now this is, he himself has realized. And how what should we learn from this? What should we learn from this action? We should always see whether heart is satisfied. And heart can never be satisfied by any bodily and mental activities. The satisfaction of the heart is always beyond matter. So that beyond matter satisfaction, we should look inside. Are we really satisfied with all the business which we are doing, with the all service which we are doing, with all the money we are earning, with all the facilities we have? Are we satisfied? This is what is for us. Vyasadev was satisfied. It is said, Vyasadev don't need any guidance from Narada, but simply he accepted formal spiritual master to state a Acharya example. So what he is teaching us is, we should analyze ourselves. Are we really satisfied with whatever we are doing in this world? We should really go deep down and find out we are not satisfied. Why? We'll just come to that point. But Vyasadeva has himself realized Bhagavad Dharma. And in Bhagavad, what is there? Bhagavad Dharma is in Bhagavad. This Bhagavad Dharma is described in Bhagavad 11th canto by Nav Yogendra. That is called Bhagavad Dharma, and Prabhupada spoke on that subject in New Vrindavan, and a book was published called Bhagavad Dharma. Prabhupada spoke on the teaching of Nav Yogendra, 11th canto, that is called Bhagavad Dharma. Prahlad Maharaj is speaking Bhagavad Dharma. We follow Bhagavad Dharma. We don't follow smart dharma. You know, two Ekadashi, 2 days. In Jyotish, one is called Smart, one is called Bhaga.
Yes.
The Bhaga means Bhagavat. So we follow Bhagavat school. So Vyasadev is feeling dissatisfied because he said, I have not prayed, I have not given a full consideration for Nirupit. I have not, Nirupit means established the Bhagavad Dharma. And what is Bhagavad Dharma's benefit? Who like Bhagavad Dharma? Priyaha Paramhansanam. This Bhagavad Dharma is very dear to Paramhansa. And also Tat Evhi Achutta Priya. It is also Priya to Achutta, Supreme Lord. So that which, now in this purport, can you see, unless one is fixed in normal condition of service, neither the Lord nor the living beings can become fully satisfied. And the next verse, if we look at, Bhagavad Dharma is pure devotional service. The monist means Brahmavadis are the monist means Brahma-realized persons. They are not called Paramhansas. Therefore, whatever Vyasadeva has compiled was Brahma-realization. All the Vedic compilation except Bhagavatam was Brahma realization. And Jiva Goswami writes, Brahma realization will not give satisfaction.
It's only Preeti, in a Preeti Sandarbh, Jiva Goswami writes, it's only love which comes by service to the Supreme Lord, which is the natural swarup of the living entity, that will bring the satisfaction only. So, in the purport of this verse, that is what Krishna inspired Vyasadeva. Can you see that? You have seen the last, this verse. Can you read the few lines? This is said, because in none of his work were the transcendental as the Lord properly explained. The inspiration was infused by Sri Krishna directly in the heart of Vyasadeva. And thus he felt the vacuum as explainable. Okay? Yes, Prabhu.
Mahabharata was written before Bhagavad.
Yes.
Bhagavad Gita was already part of Mahabharata.
So therefore, it's not that he has not described the devotional service of Krishna Katha in his literature, that Vyasadeva will be instructed by Narada that you have described little bit here and there about the Supreme Personality, but as compared to dharma, artha, kama and moksha, it is too small. Because most of your compilation and literary work is focused on these four. If you speak anything in India, the people say chatur purusharatha, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. That's what their only aim is. That is inferior as compared to the devotional service. So why Vyasadeva has wasted his time in doing inferior things in a elaboration and superior thing in a minute? Why? This is what criticism as a spiritual master Narad is leveling on Vyasadeva. Is it okay? So there is, I mean, still we quote Padma Purana, there's a description of Krishna, Brahma Vivarta Purana, we quote all these, there, but not as compared to the other things. Now here one thing we have to realize one thing. Until and unless we feel we have something lacking, there will be no mercy descent. Descent of mercy will not be there. As soon as Narada felt like that, or as soon as Vyasadeva felt like that, Narada appeared. So if we are genuine and sincere, Hare Krishna, if we are genuine and sincere, and we know what we lack, then Paramatma, Krishna within our hearts, he can smell like flower without touching. The smell can be smelled. So he can smell what we are feeling. And he also can guide the person who can fulfill our shortcoming. He will act both ways. Is it okay? So Narada appeared there and he received Narada at the bank of Saraswati. He stood up, he gave him what is called Aragya Padya. He washed his feet, he gave some water, and then he gave him seat. And then Narada started speaking. And the first word Narada says, Parasarya. You are the descendant of Parasar. And Parasar has a astrology, a whole Jyotish is Parasar Jyotish. They know future and everything. You are descendant of Parasar and you don't know what you have done in the, what is going to happen in the future. This is sort of, you know, taunting, to saying you belong to Parasar and your position is that you don't know what is going to happen next. So Parasarya Mahabhaga, you're most fortunate. You are son of, you are the descendant of Parasar. You are son of Parasar. Are you all right by identifying the body and mind as the subject of self-realization? This is the first verse spoken by Narada. And this is the fifth chapter we are starting. Can you see this?
This verse Narada Sutta text 2, okay? Parasarya Mahabhaga Bhavataha Kastid Atmana Parituṣyati. Are you satisfied? Parituṣyati. Sarir Atma Manas Eva. Self-realization of the body and mind, are you satisfied by that? And next verse Vyasadeva will say, Jigyasutam Susampanam Apite Mahat Adhutam Kirtvan Hartram Yastram Sarva Artha Paribrahantam. You have done so much elaborate work on Vedic literature. Your inquiries are full, your studies were also well fulfilled, and there is no doubt that you have prepared a great and wonderful work, Mahabharata, which is full of all kinds of Vedic sequences elaborately explained. So here it says, the despondency of the Vedvyas was not due to the lack of sufficient knowledge. He has alleged. Now, Narada Muni is saying, in this verse you can see one word which when I speak on this, I like this one verse. Narada, the guru, is addressing his disciple, Prabhu. Can you see? This is the parampara carried out afterward by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He used to call his disciple Prabhu, and Prabhupada continued further. Prabhu, come here. This is what Narada is first in Bhagavatam calling his disciple. We ask Prabhu. Can you see this, Prabhu? Prabhu, are you satisfied? So, Brahma. You have compiled Brahma Sutra. And what is commentary says? In Brahma Sutra, what is there? Deliberation is on impersonal Brahman feature. That's what they see. Now Vyasa is speaking. Now, this is, Narada has greeted him with good words, and now Vyasadeva is requesting Narada in these three verses, 1, 2, 3. Three verses. And what he is saying, he is glorifying his spiritual master. And he received him as he has received the creator Brahma. Gave him all respect. He said, you are like the sun. You can enlighten every place. You are like wind and can reach in any corner. So kindly enter into my heart and find out why I am not satisfied. Please help me. This is what he is begging as a honest disciple. So Narada immediately, what Narada is saying immediately? Sri Nadvaj, Bhavata Anudita Prayam Yasho Bhagavato Amalam Ye Naivasao Natushyeta Manne Tad Darshanam Kilam. Directly, he started Narada very straightforward. Yasho Bhagavato Amalam, you have not described the glories of spotless Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Very direct. Narada says, you have not actually broadcast the sublime and spotless glory of the Personality of Godhead. That philosophy which does not satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord is considered worthless. Now, in purport, can you just read the third line? The Lord has expanded Himself as living beings in order to accept loving service from them. And this alone can satisfy both Lord and living beings. This is something for our personal understanding. The Lord has created us that we should serve Him, then we both will be satisfied. So this one line is very important in the purpose. And then Prabhupada's like
preaching is the next para is the preaching. Compiler of Vedan Sutras in trouble. So what you speak of those who study, they will always be in trouble. Okay? Yes, yes.
When Vyasadeva wrote Mahabharata,
yes.
Was the future for the past?
After Sri Krishna departed, 30 years after Sri Krishna's departed, first time, Bhagavatam was spoken by Sukadev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. 30 years after Sri Krishna's departure. So Bhagavat was compiled before that. 130 years after that, Bhagavat was recited by Suta Goswami to Sonakadi Rishis. In between there is one more dialogue, which was between the Gokarna and Dundakari. That is after 180 years after the first it was spoken. This is in Bhagavat, the glories of Bhagavat in Padma Puran. So, Mahabharata, so it means Parikshit Maharaj ruled. Parikshit Maharaj ruled for 30 years. Then he retired. Mahabharata war was 33 years before that, because Pandav retired after almost 30 years ruling. So, Bhagavad Gita was spoken even before that. Bhagavad Gita is spoken before that. Vyasadeva's appearance is in the last Sandhya of the Dwapar Yuga. And it appears he compiled Mahabharata before Bhagavatam. Before Bhagavatam. But after the war, it appears it after the war. It should be practically after the war. He could compile before it, but it is after the war. It is safe to say it is after the war. See, that's what I'm saying. For Bhagavat, when Krishna disappeared, Kali Yuga started as soon as Krishna disappeared. Vyasadeva compiled all these Vedas and everything before that. Therefore, it is said that Vyasadeva gave the two philosophies in all the Vedas. One is Pravarti Marg, one is Nivarti Marg. But one is for the sannyasis and one is for the gradual grastas. But both were too difficult, so Krishna himself gave Bhagavad Gita, which is Bhagavat Marg, which is in between the both can take advantage easily without any problem. So Bhagavat Maharaj Krishna gave Bhagavat Marg. So Bhagavatam is after these Vedas and everything. So that is Bhagavad Gita. So practically speaking, it's end of the Dwapar Yuga or beginning of the Kali Yuga is the time for compilation of all these literature, Mahabharata. Because it was for the people of Kali Yuga. So it means Kali Yuga is about to start. Kali Yuga was supposed to start earlier. But Krishna was on the planet, so Kali Yuga was not marching. But we know from Bhagavatam that Parikshit Maharaj found Kali Yuga. And he met Kali Yuga. So Kali Yuga started after that. So before that, for the Kali Yuga's discrepancies and defects, he compiled this Mahabharata. It looks like that. Exact dates may be available somewhere if some research can be done. Like when the day for Gita was spoken on this day as we still celebrate. So the Gita Jayanti day, like those who are astrologers, they can figure out on the this day Krishna appeared, this nakshatra. So similarly, things will be like Prabhupada has written preface on say 75, 71. So they must have written something, and it could be found if we do research. If we need it, we can find it. Okay, what is the next? This unit, go to the lesson 2. We are already in lesson 2, but better you go to lesson 2 there. So now this is what Narada is started. He is giving instruction from verse 8 onward. Okay, from verse 8 is Narada speaking. So first, what did he first say? You have not glorified the
glory.
It is better for all of us to use like Yasho Bhagavato Amalam. It is better to write this word and then write translation. Then you will be more authentic. Prabhupada's whole mood was that we should use Sanskrit words. That will make us more authentic in our presentation. So he did not describe this one. Now next verse. Narada is saying next thing is, although great sage, you have very broadly described the four principles beginning with religion, you have not described the glories of Supreme Personality of Vasudev. So somebody said, who is that Amalam? Who is that Bhagavato Amalam? It is little vague term, Bhagavato Amalam. So next verse Narada is saying Vasudev. Na tatha Vasudevasya mahima he anuvarnita. Can you see anuvarnita also?
Yeah,
anuvarnita, what is the meaning of anuvarnita actually? Varnit and anuvarnit. Varnit means describe. Anuvarnit means?
Constantly.
Following in footsteps of the predecessor. Always, whenever Krishna is speaking, whenever Narada is speaking, they always use this word, anu. Anu means follow. It's not that you can say anything on your own. You must follow the authority. So you have not anuvarnita. You have not described as it is already existing the glories of Vasudev at par with four Purusharak. Yes, Prabhu.
So before that, Parashara and Nidhan Shakti, they all know the Vasudeva as a Bhagavan. They are
Parashara is the one who gave the definition of Bhagavan, which we always say.
So Parashara.
I don't know. Exactly, I don't know. But anyway, as we discussed, Vyas is a title. There were many Vyas before also. So already there was, and again you can just make it is that every time the same things are appearing in different kalpas. So there's no difference, sometimes this or sometimes that. Always Vyas comes, it's not that the first time Vyas came. This is a repetition of the yugas and kalpas. So second is, who is that Bhagavat? Vasudev. Charita, you have not anuvarnita. And in the purport, Prabhupada is writing the reason for Vyasdev's discordance. Yeah? Prompt diagnosis of Narada is at once declared. What is the diagnosis? Root cause of discordance of Vyas was his deliberate avoidance of glorifying the Lord in his various edition of Puranas. Deliberate. What do you think? Sometimes when we go to the preacher, preaching in some very fancy villa and we see people with ties, and then we deliberately avoid Krishna and we say something, you understand something we do like that exactly? Huh? Can you see we deliberately avoid Krishna people? Somebody I was talking on phone in Russia, and next day she said me email, she said, I was in office, so deliberately I avoided saying Hare Krishna. You understand that word? So this is what deliberately you avoided.
Why did it deliberately?
Because he will say further that
Again, Vyasadeva will, Narada will continue giving instruction. He said, because your purpose was not wrong. You thought gradually they will advance from sense grade, so they will follow dharma. According to, they will follow dharma. And according to dharma, they will earn earth. And when they earn earth, they will enjoy a little bit. But they will never forget liberation, moksha. But now people have forgotten dharma. People have forgotten moksha. They have only earth and kaam. That is the result. That's what Prabhupada has one purpose, that Vyasadeva, your intention was not wrong, but the result is wrong. The result is wrong. Now, what Vyasadeva is being criticized is, because of your literature, people will celebrate religious functions in the name of religion. Now, after 5 days, you will see garba. And this is religious. But in Gujarat, this is the worst time for abortions. Yes. In the name of religion. This is called religion. This is what Narada is saying. This is going to happen in the name of religion. Parents allowed everybody to go and do it, but there are not people, saintly people sitting there to watch. You understand this? In the name of religion, what is happening, that was the Narada's criticism, was that people will use the pretext of your shastra, we want to eat meat, yes, it is written in the Devi Bhagavat, why should it stop us? And because of that, there is pantheism. Because of this demigod worship which you have given in the Vedas, and because people want only enjoyment, already they like enjoyment, and you have given the good incentive for enjoyment, not in this life, but in next life. Prabhupada once wrote some description of the heaven from the Bhagavatam other Shastra. And when he gave devotees for editing, devotees said, wow, Prabhupada. Yes. Prabhupada took that back and tore it up and he put something just ordinary that they should not be allured by this. The problem of Vyasadeva's writing is that we are confused. We are confused. Is karma yoga good? Yeah, it's good. No, I should sit down in the morning and do pranayama, it's good. Pranayama, see, this is also good because it is in Bhagavad Gita, it is written in 6th chapter, Dhyan Yoga is there. So I am following Krishna, what is the problem? I am following Vyasadeva. No, they also said, you satisfy Devata, Devata will satisfy, demigod will satisfy you. So I am also following. So, Vivasthaya Atmika Buddhi. You have given them the literature which is Vivasthaya Atmika Buddhi. It's not Vivasthaya Atmika Buddhi. Bahusakha Ananta. What you have given is Bahusakha Ananta. I want you to give them Vivasthaya Atmika Buddhi, A.K. Kurunandam. Describe only the glories of Krishna as the ultimate goal. You understand this? This is what Narada's teaching is like this. You have described, your purpose was not, your intention was not bad. But the result is going to be bad. It is going to be bad. Therefore there are Shakta, there are Shivaite. Why there are Shakta and Shivaite? What is the need for these? If Vyasadeva has already given only one way, then there is no problem. So Bhagavatam has, therefore Prabhupada will use the other Narada. So this is the deliberate avoidance. Why deliberate? Because people, sometimes, you say, as I told you, this example in our own life, in certain situations we speak, we deliberately avoid directly using the word Krishna. We say Paramatma, God, something like that. We do like that. Because the situations are sometimes that. It's not wrong in certain stage, but this deliberation is also Vyasadeva thought, these people of Kali Yuga, it will be very difficult. Like Prabhupada, one God brother was in England and one Lord came and he said, can you make me Brahma? He said, yes. Then he said, what I have to do? He said, you have to follow 4 regulatory persons. He said, impossible. Impossible. He said, impossible. So this is the way
Vyas thought that people say impossible. As we were coming, I think Gopinavala says, why the businessmen are not, our businessmen here are not becoming the ISKCON devotees? Because they need the religion which satisfies their needs. They want to satisfy their desires, not the desire of Krishna. So there is a problem. The business community, they are focused on ritualistic religion because they need the benefit in this world. And if they give donation, they want to put their name on the fan. Right? In May, June, the fan was on and man came and he turned the fan off. Say, yeah, we are suffering, why are you turning fan off? So first read whose name is there. They are just enjoying the cool air without knowing who has donated this. Hare Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada has given certain very interesting purport. Therefore, the devotees, and Prabhupada has used the nice words afterwards, they can inject into the dull mind of these people expertly the message of Godhead. As Prabhupada is saying himself, that he went and injected in those people this Bhagavata. So it needs actually the expertise of the devotees. How to make these people, Bhagavatam is powerful. Devotional service is powerful. If the devotees are dedicated and if they want really to infuse this knowledge into the people, common people's dull brains, they must design the strategy. Some strategy has to be designed. It is good for all. But it could be good for hippies than what we speak of any other person. No, it could be. But what was the great qualification of those people which Prabhupada preached to? They were frustrated. They were frustrated from the all happiness which was available at that time. Are we frustrated? Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, until unless you are not frustrated in this life, your firm faith and determination in devotional service will not really manifest. So we still want to adjust things. We may be happy. Next adjustment can make us happy. But the one who has created this world is saying Dukhalyam. And we still are trying to make Sukhalyam. Yeah? Still we want to adjust things, is it right? So deliberately avoided, this is one part. And second part, then Prabhupada has a second para of the purport. Can somebody read and tell from where it is in Bhagavad Gita? Because Prabhupada used in Bhagavad Gita this fact is clearly mentioned. Can somebody? Huh? What is that? Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. So devotional service is start after liberation. So you have given only four purusharths, but after liberation devotional service starts. It is in Bhagavad Gita, but people in Bhagavad Gita also, I think most of you might have seen the serial Bhagavad Gita came.
Yes.
We are ready to see war and all these things. When it came to Bhagavad Gita, usually we turn it off because there is nothing more interesting than that. People, you can see these people, you hear anything which is war and something, you are ready to hear, but when there is serious talk about Atma, it's too much.
But even then, it did create a sense of, I will say, the awakening.
Who?
The serious Ramayana Mahabharata. This regenerative sort of feeling coming.
Yeah, they make the people more proud of their heritage and culture, but not because the devotees are not there to make that serial, so there will be no possibility of anybody become devotee by watching this serial. Only they can be proud of their heritage, that's it.
Before they were completely unaware of it.
Okay, then what is next in this? Next, huh? Next verse is very important. Next two verses are very important, 10th and 11th. Prabhupada has a very lengthy purport on all these verses in this section. So, natad vachas chitra padam harera yesho jagat pavitram praganit kahachita tadavaya sam tirtham ushanti manasa nayatra hansa niramanti ushikrakshayaya. So, crow and hans are the birds of different feathers. They don't fly together. So who is crow? People in Prabhupada's language, if you have read, crows are the people in mode of goodness and passion. And what is the place of their pilgrimage? These crows? See, three lines are written there. Woman, wine, and sense gratification. This is their place of pilgrimage. Na hansa. Hansas are the people in mode of goodness, devotees. They are not interested in all these things. This is the one aspect. The other aspect is, next para you come down, then the next, what is the next? There are different kind of literature. And that literature, which may have a nice poetry, may have a nice metaphor, but there is no description of Supreme Lord, that is like a decoration of dead body. That is like a decoration. You decorate any much dead body, what is the result? So such a literature is like dead body. All this literature is useless. And next line is, social literary men, scientists, mundane poets, theoretical philosophers and politicians who are completely absorbed in material advancement of sense pleasure are all dolls of material energy. They take pleasure in a place where rejected subject matters are thrown. According to Swami Sridhar, this is the pleasure of prostitute hunters. Charvan, why it is called rejected? Charvan Charvitam. It is already thrown as soon as you want what you will get. So all this literature without glories of Supreme Lord. So what literature now Narada is condemning? Material literature. Material literature. And which is the most popular of this material literature everyday people read? Material literature, which everyday people read. And where they read. You can see the greatness of the literature, the place they read. All these magazines and newspapers are in their toilets. Now is there a... Do you need any proof that this literature is useless? Do you need any proof? No. Prabhupada said Jesus is a bona fide spiritual master. He is speaking of God. He says he is son of God. He is right. There's a book which I recently read is Jesus was in India. He learned all this philosophy in a Buddhist monastery in Ladakh. From 14 years to somewhere 30 years, there is no history of Jesus. Then he went there, and when they crucified, he was taken off the cross. He cannot die by just nail finish. Then he walked all the way to India, and
His grave is still in the Kashmir. He went to the Jagannath Puri. All these things are there. No, this book is written by some Russian traveler. He came here. This is a book available in market. But then they asked Max Muller at that time to negate that he never went there. So this, all these things here. But this Prabhupada used to say these are all dictionaries. Dictionary is not wrong. But the meaning is only of one word. But we have Vedic literature which is like encyclopedia, which has a variety of meaning to the subject matter. They are like pocket dictionary. They are according to the circumstances and the time and the people. So these things are given to them. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written something about the injustice done by the Brahmins and the Kshatriyas when Samyak, the son of Samyak Rishi, cursed Parikshit Maharaj, then Kshatri, they become, see, alienated from the mainstream. And then they went out and there become a different group at that time. And then Vaishyas were delineated and then the Jainism came. Buddhism came, Jainism came. So he has written some article on that Bhakti Vinod Thakur. But it is not touched to the Christian or Muslim either.
But it's true for the nations of the Kali Yuga as well, right? They were also somewhere in the chronology of the Kali Yuga because we say that Christianity came 2000 years back then.
So even in Bhagavatam, there is the last descendant of Surya once, how long it goes, it is there up to the Chanakya Pandit or something. We take it granted, Hare Krishna, we take it granted that these are only two religions, but in Hindu dharma there are innumerable sections and fictions. First there are impersonal and personalists. And personalists are Shakta, Shivaite and Vaishnavas. And then there are many, even these sannyasis have different groups. So this is what is called in Bhagavad Gita, if you read, there's one purpose, it says, because of the different modes of material nature, 3 into 3, 9 into 9 to 81. So people have the influence of these modes, therefore there are different philosophies and different people according to this. So our purpose of ISKCON preaching is we have to bring people to the mode of goodness. That was first Prabhupada's objective. Bring the people to the mode of goodness. Most of these religions are at least not beyond patient, maybe good patient, that's all. Their goal is enjoyment, either here or heaven. Okay, next verse is the Prabhupada has written this verse in his preface of Bhagavatam. Can you see this verse? Preface of Bhagavatam. Yadavaga visarago jantaga vipalvo yatmin pratishlokam abhajyavatrapi namani anantasya yasho ankitani tat shravanti gayanti gananti sadhavaha. So this is the Prabhupada's favorite verse, that I am writing this Bhagavatam in a language which is not my language. It's not my language. In English, there may be defects, there may be mistakes, but the purpose is very urgent and important. And the world will accept this, because I am glorifying how can you make it? This is. This is, I think, first lesson again. For second lesson, go to second lesson. Lesson second, from here directly, where is our friend? Hare Krishna. Second lesson, how can we go from here? We should turn it off there. Hare Krishna, my water is here, I see in my bed. Here is lesson 2. Go to lesson 2.
Yes.
Go back to the... go back there. Turn it off. Unit 2, lesson 2. We need lesson 2. This is lesson 1. Lesson 2?
Yes.
Unit 2, Baba.
Yes.
Unit 2, lesson 2.
Okay. Oh, then let's go. So we are in this section now. No, we have finished this, no? Now, this is what, we have finished this. Now we are here, okay? So what was the approach of Vyasadeva? Indirect approach. In yoga later we have indirect and direct. Indirect takes many lifetimes. Direct is a, so this is what is the indirect. This was one defect in the Vyasadeva's compilation. So we ask this way. This is some exercise. Can you do for 10 minutes? Select one verse from this section. One group should select one verse and find out general principles from Vyasadeva's dissatisfaction. So the verses in the group of verses 8, 9, 10, 11 and further it goes. 12, 13, 14. So Narada is He's a doctor, he is diagnosing the disease and then he is giving also treatment. You can diagnose disease but you don't give treatment, then what type of doctor you are. So now, after diagnosing, he will give the treatment. So which verse you want to select and work for 10 minutes?
In chapter
4, 26-32,
26-32.
No, that is, yeah.
So
that's
what?
This is fourth chapter. And also in fifth chapter.
Yeah. Fourth chapter, 1-2.
This is something, a small little article written by Bhurijan Prabhu. He is giving the Vyasa's dissatisfaction is due to this. Can somebody read?
But none of these activities go to the heart of the matter, and therefore none of them can imagine emptiness. The only thing that can bring the conditioned soul's sense of animation is the re-establishment.
I think this is start from here.
Vyasa's problem, the same essential problem, each soul in the material world is alienation.
Alienation means we are separated from Krishna.
Naturally, all souls trapped in matter feel dissatisfied, lonely and empty because all of them are separated from Krishna. Activities performed in the material world, from shopping to intoxication, from humanitarianism to nationalism, are simply the kind of relief that empty. But none of these activities go to the heart of the matter, and therefore none of them can deny the emptiness. The only thing that can relieve the conditioned soul's sense of alienation is the re-establishment of their constitutional relationship with Krishna. No activity, even writing spiritual masterpieces as Srila Vyasadeva's example shows, can replace alienation with the lasting sense of completeness. Nothing short of devotedly serving and glorifying Krishna can deeply satisfy the soul.
This is the small essay by Bhurijan Prabhu. The basic reason for Vyasa's dissatisfaction and how it applies to us also. This we have done. This we have done this section. So, which verses you want to select now? Root cause of the distance. This is Prabhupada's purport of verse 4. Can somebody read this?
The root cause of all discontent. In the material world, everyone is similar in the idea of identifying the body or the mind to the self. As such, all knowledge disseminated in the material world is related either with the body or with the mind. And that is the root cause of all discontent.
So all this is like a general principle. This is a general principle. As long as we work at the bodily and mental select one, no matter what we accomplish, we will always be dissatisfied. And whatever the literature available for us is based mostly on these two, intellectual, mental and bodily preference. So nothing is satisfying anybody in this world. So these are the verses 8 to 22, Nar's instruction. So select some verses from this as a 4-4 in each group and read it on your own and come up with some solid general principle. Okay? Yeah, chapter 2. We have done up to 11 verses under discussion. And 11th verse Prabhupada has urgency of this Bhagavatam to be preached. Can someone come up with some nice things? Do the 8 to 20 verses. How many? 8 to 22, huh? It means 20 verses. 20 verses. How can we divide now? No, it will be 20. 8 and 22 is 20. Huh?
8, 9, 10, 2, and 3, 15 verses.
15. So how many are we? 3 each verse. 1 verse 3.
5 verses.
Select some verses on your own and work and come up with something. Okay? Hare Krishna.